This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Heavy rains and floods in Western Europe have killed at least 42 people in Germany and left many more missing as rising waters led several houses to collapse on Thursday. Unusually heavy rains are also hitting neighboring Luxembourg, the Netherlands, and Belgium, where at least 4 people have been reported dead. But Germany has seen the worst of storms, which has caused rivers to flood and threatens to bring down more homes. Some desperate residents were forced to seek refuge on the roofs of their homes as helicopters circled above to rescue them from the rising waters. Chancellor Angela Merkel said Thursday she was, quote, shocked by the devastation and thanked the tireless volunteers and emergency service workers at the scene. The German military deployed some 400 soldiers to assist in rescue efforts. Turkey is marking the 5th anniversary of a failed military coup with a series of events Thursday commemorating the people who died trying to stop the uprising against the government. The observances kicked off with visits to grave sites and memorials honoring the dead. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan led a ceremony in parliament before heading to Istanbul to attend more events marking the crushing of the July 15, 2016 coup attempt. On that night, factions within the military used tanks, warplanes, and helicopters to try to overthrow Erdogan's government. Heeding a call from the president, thousands took to the streets to oppose the takeover. A total of 251 people were killed, and more than 2,000 others were wounded as the coup plotters fired into crowds and bombed parliament and other government buildings. Around 35 people who allegedly participated in the plot were also killed. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. An Indonesian senior minister said Thursday the country is now fighting a worst-case scenario epidemic and the government is preparing for a further spike in coronavirus cases as the Delta variant spreads. The world's fourth most populous country is struggling to slow COVID-19 transmission even after imposing its toughest restrictions to date. And Indonesia's vaccination rate is low, with just about 6% of its 270 million people fully vaccinated. The minister says the government has converted buildings into isolation facilities, deployed fresh graduate doctors and nurses to treat COVID-19 patients, and imported oxygen and drugs. The Kremlin said Thursday that Moscow had no immediate plans to allow foreign coronavirus vaccines into Russia, despite the country's sluggish vaccination rates and rising death toll in a third wave of the pandemic. Russia's Sputnik V vaccine is not recognized by the European Union. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says there's no current discussions about, quote, mutual recognition of vaccines with Brussels. Russian health officials have struggled to counter widespread anti-vaccine sentiment, with only 20% of Russians having received at least one jab. Aside from Sputnik V, Russia has registered 3 other vaccines. The Sputnik V coronavirus vaccine has won over experts after first being greeted by skepticism. President Vladimir Putin has described it as the, quote, best vaccine in the world. But Russians themselves seem less convinced, many saying they would prefer a Western vaccine and 54% saying they don't plan to get vaccinated. After days of violent riots and looting in South Africa, community members in the worst affected areas are beginning a cleaning initiative Thursday, removing rubbish from streets, including in Johannesburg. Several neighborhoods were quiet on Thursday ahead of an expected surge in soldiers on the streets. The riots started as protests sparked by the jailing of ex-president Jacob Zuma last week after he failed to appear at a corruption inquiry. But they swiftly turned into looting and destruction, driven by widespread anger over the hardship and inequality that nearly 3 decades of democracy since the end of apartheid have failed to address. South Africa's defense minister said on Wednesday she planned to deploy up to 25,000 soldiers in areas where security forces are struggling to quell days of looting, arson, and violence. And the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden will offer rewards up to $10 million for information leading to the identification of foreign state-sanctioned malicious cyber activity against critical U.S. infrastructure, including ransomware attacks. Find more on that story at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.